Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Yay! Devotion, I tell you. Beautiful song, I should say. The time has just gone 12 over the hour 6. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Jackie M says, Titus 2, verses 11 to 12. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. This is from Jackie M. in the Val. Jackie, Danko, you have just nailed it there. You have just nailed it. All the answers were going there. They were pushing towards that. All of them. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. Keep them coming. 012-333-8699, 012-334-1322. And the WhatsApp, it's 0826572729.
Did you listen to Radio Pulpit today? Did you hear a feature or program that interested you? You can order the CD or your favorite program or feature. Place your order with client services at 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. Dorothy is answering me. When you sit in, Dorothy, what were you talking about? Oh, touch is a move. No. Dorothy, I remember then. You know, the aspect of touch is a move when we're playing drafts. When you're playing a draft and then you touch something there, they say, no, you can't leave it. You have to move it. I remember very well.
Touch is a move, Babre. I touch in a move. Au tinta wena sak tinta uyaquma. So kwatile.
Hey. Akazi bakwe nimzile. Nimzile Sipho. Nimzile.
Yeah.
Yeah, touch is a move. Yeah, I said touch in a move. Sorry. Touch is a move asimlalele futhi. Dorothy, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate. There it goes.
Touch is a move, Babre. I touch in a move. Awuthinta wena sakuthinta uyaquma.
Hey,
so kwatile.
So dubile awusazi nasenkonzweni. Gone. Yeah, awusazi uhambile. So kubekile lapho. Eish. Brother Lord says, hi. James 3 verses 6, the Bible says that the tongue is like a fire. So we need to control what we speak when we are angry and when we are too happy. Sometimes it's good to keep quiet. Someone said, what you say and what you do, what you do not say are both important. What you say and what you do not say are both important. Proper speech is not only saying the right words at the right time, but it is also controlling your desire to say what you should not. From Lot. Thank you, Lot. Thank you, my friend. I miss your voice, man. I miss your voice. Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate it. This is good. Jabu, let me bring this to you, my friend. And now, when you look into 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12. Hey! Paul there speaks now. Abo, I am only human. Listen to this. He says, and this is just amazing when he puts it. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 12. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Self-control. Yeah. Not allowing yourself to be brought under the power of any impulse. Even the things that you think they are your rights. Even the things that you think they are available for you.
Yes, sir.
Jabu?
Yes, indeed. There is self-control when you got that ability within you to say no. You know, to be able to really, what can I say, to contain yourself, even when, like, as you are quoting 1 Corinthians 6, 12, and there actually the sin that is being addressed is sexual immorality. You know, because I've had many brothers, not to say that, you know, that, man, how can you do it without, you know, like sexual immorality, so to say. Not to say, how can you do without? So in other words, that question tries to really show, actually, to mean that it's impossible to do without practicing sexual immorality. In other words, practicing sex with before marriage.
Yeah, goes.
So you could see that, in other words, like, they mean it's impossible that you can live without sex before marriage. Mm. Of which, according to the word of God, if you are filled with the Spirit of God, and also you know that the Spirit bears the fruits of self-control within you, it is possible. It's only when you are trying to do it by your own strength, when you are trying to really abstain, you are trying, you know, you are practicing all the five steps of abstinence, and then it's impossible. But when you know that you've got the Spirit of God within you, bearing the fruit of the fruit of self-control, then it's possible. That is how we really actually please God in the midst of all these sins presented to us. It's not that we are powerful and anointed and strong and we are better, but it's the Spirit of God that really helps us. That's why Paul there is saying, I have the right to do anything, you know. So it means I have the right to really, like, also, like, if I feel like I can be able maybe to do anything that is pleasing to my body, you know, but is it beneficial? Is it good for me? Is it good for the Lord that dwells within me? Is it the will of God for me? What are the consequences? I've had many of my peers who maybe, because of lack of self-control, not to say that we are better, but who say, who are regretting the things that they've experienced after giving in to the pleasures of an hour, pleasures of a day, pleasures of a night. You know, they are now, you know, there are responsibilities that are beyond the pleasure. You know, because of just not being able to be self-controlled. So let's understand that we can be able to choose by the power of the Spirit within us that this is not good for me. This is not beneficial for me. You know, in order for us to really discern whether this is right for us or not, let us weigh the consequences. Let's forget about the pleasure. Let us forget about the joy. My brother, my sister, you know, they're inviting you to go to a nightclub just for a Friday, you know, and it's a simple thing. And there is nothing wrong according to you and according to them. But weigh the consequences, you know. After that, what is beneficial for me as a child of God? What is beneficial for God who is dwelling within me? Yeah. You know, that is, that will help us to really see self-control leading us at the expense of the flesh and the promptings of the flesh leading us. You know, also, as we were sharing, my friend, the contributions of also our, actually our brothers and sisters, there is someone who spoke about Titus 2, verse 11 to 12, which is very also powerful about self-control. It says, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people, and it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled lives. It's a self-controlled, upright, and godly life in this present age. So the grace of God is not our license to sin, but the grace of God is our empowerment or enablement for us to say no. In other words, grace lifts up self-control within us. It gives us that power, that authority to say no. So as a child of God, know that you are graced. God is gracious to you. That is why he says when we are tempted that it's just a common thing. We are not tempted with something that is new. It's a common temptation, a common sin that has been there. You know, people who lived before us, they've been tempted. But God always paves a way for us out. So before you give into the temptation, give into the sin, look for the ways that God is giving out, you know. Then you will see that you will escape and you will survive. That is what we call living a self-controlled, upright, and quality life.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. We want to hear from you. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And tell us as to how you feel about this. The very aspect of self-control. What is it all about? You know, what is it all about? And I want to hear what you say with regards to this. Now, you will realize that I am playing very old songs. You will realize that I am playing very old songs. So this is how the program goes, man. Not that it's an oldie, what. But these songs are just beautiful, just like this one. Do you remember Andre Crouch?
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Andre Crouch, the beautiful song, I should say. Yeah, man, that is how it goes. The time has just gone 28 over the hour. Six, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Or 012-334-1322. We're talking about self-control. What it is even all about? What do you know about it? And when's the last time you heard a teaching on this? Yeah, another one should be that. When's the last time you heard a teaching on self-control? You know, as you enter into a new year, others are saying it's a new year. As you enter into it, what is it that you're saying about self-control which you would like to fix or commend? Promote. Let's see what you say.
Hello?
Wayne. Wayne says something there. Wayne says, let's see. Wayne, thank you. Says, greetings, Matthew 12, verses 7. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Not controlling what comes out of our mouth could even destroy someone else's life. To God be the glory. That is Wayne there. That is what Wayne is saying. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let us hear from Makonya.
Good evening, Pastor. Ngithanda ukubingelela abazalwane emakhaya, ngibingelela nabafundisi studio. Egameni leNkosi.
Amen.
Thank you for acknowledging my text. Always listening to the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Back to the issue of self-control, what I understand. iBhayibheli lithi, for God has not given us the spirit of timidity, but the spirit of love and self-control.
And a sound mind.
First of all, I believe Guti, self-control is a character of God. And it's a character that you need to receive from God. It's not something that you are born with. It's not something that you can inherit from your parents. But self-control is a spirit of God that you receive, which consists of God's character. Amen, Pastor Ray.
Amen, 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 amen. I really, really take that into consideration. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Right. And of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And you can send a WhatsApp message just like Umakonya and tell us as to how you feel about this. Thank you so much. Everyone who text, send a WhatsApp. There's no one who has said the wrong thing. Everything has just been promoting more conversation, bringing more questions into this, making us to even explore further into the notion of self-control. And I hope that we are all growing and learning together with regards to this. The number to dial 012-333-8699. Some people are laughing at me because of the correction I got there. I'll play it again. Hello there. Hi.
I am Fendi.
Hey, Bishop.
Amen. Hey, when you give it, cool.
Minjani maramakamwe.
Ifukile mfundisi ngona njani?
Hayi ifukile mfundisi sami.
Ngibona imikhwe ezinye indawo manje phezulu.
Hayi uyabona wena manje, uyabona. Uyaqala manje.
Hayi lithi siyeke. Nami ngifisa nje ukuthi ngabange lapho nje ekoloni.
Hayi yazini, yazini uzofika wena. Uyabona ma uthanda umkakho ngendlela wena umthanda ngakhona mngani wami.
Yebo, ukudla sami sami.
Uzofika. Ya, hey sha wena.
Yeah, papa. Tafamba moyeni.
Tafamba moyeni kandi yasikhandusha yina. Yeah. Ya leka Johnny man. Hey, Matheota.
Hey.
Yeah. Welcome,
Baba. Tatana Raymond.
Yes, sir.
Self-control. Yeah, self-control. You know, ngelelanga sikuyuth. First simshadini.
Yeah.
Then ke lapha kwakunesipoti lapha. So napa kuyashada ibandla lethu. Lapha kunesipoti ayaduma ke le.
Eish.
Hayi abantu bahlele la ubabona sekuqala inyawo sishapha nje lokho zithi zihamba nengoma leyibe not beyila.
Ngiyakuzwa, ngiyakuzwa. Hey madoda sekumoshekile.
Hey
madoda.
Nini ubona sekusuka one by one.
Hey Matot.
Sekuyiwa le. Umbuzo ukuthi Nkosi yami, kathi kwakhala nini?
Hey, umbuzo omuhleke lo. Hey, kwakhala nyonini?
Hey. You understand mfundisi? So, is self control mfundisi. It's a fruit of the spirit.
Yeah.
Akusi into nje, it's a fruit number 1.
Ngempela.
It's a fruit of the spirit.
Yes.
Uma umuntu ajaliwe then ekutshale kwini kwakhe impande zidlule ziyaphansi zikwazi ukudonsa amanzi ziphelela lento lela trunk lela le trunk indlulisa iyothelela ama leaves then kuphezu kwama leaves kuphuma ama bloom sekuphuma iithelo zakhona so izinye zeithelo kwa lesihlahla lesiyana esitshaliwe it's a fruit. Le fruit le lapho i self control.
Gambela.
Yeah. So awukwazi ukuthi isihlahla singaphuma ilento lela is self control singatshalwanga. In order ukuthi isihlahla siphuma ilento lela i fruit kumele sitshalwe sijule.
Yeah.
Ngoba uma singatshalwanga hayi lesihlahla lesilapha mani angazi ukuthi siyobizwa ukuthi yini orela ezihlahla zitshalwa endlini ezokuthi uzithola zi-green noma namanga abakuyiwinter ibloom lakhona kumele ufika ulithintite idust always ibloom lakhona iy'hlahla zakhona nazo zinjalo ya amabloom wakhona sometimes uwathola abeku kwesitshanyana laphana uma ufika ucanga ukuthi uzodla ibanana umuthi uthola ukuthi awukati ijele into le
eish madoda hey
ibukeka kwangathi
hey
you understand so is self control mfundisi iyadingeka ayidingeki kuphela kwe leader idingeka komntana kaNkuluNkulu
ngempela
as long as umntana kaNkuluNkulu utshaliwe ukhule then uthela ithelo.
Yeah.
Inyele zithelo is a self-control. Wonke umntana kaNkulunkulu must bring forth self-control. Hayi for umfundisi ukuthi na abomama labo balapha. Kuba wese ke uma ngaba kuwumfundisi angenayo i-self-control. Ngoba lo muntu lola abobaba abangayo enkonzweni bakuthemba ngamakhosikazi wabo. Bakuthemba nganga, bakuthemba nganga abantwana babo, amantombazane, bakuthemba ngayo yonke into. Sometimes bakuthemba even angemali. Ngoba indaba yikho kuphela kokuthina uzolimazala ebafazini. Even nemali yebandla uma umuntu angenazo izithelo nemali lela izoba ilunywe njengegundwane ifake isikhwameni iyehla ngomlenze ifake isikhwameni iyehla ngomlenze
yo
akana akuna self control la
yihamba
iyodlala le kuma bitcoin ngoba sekupromote ma bitcoin iphuma imali iyodlala kuma bitcoin futhi unibuze ebandleni ukuthi imali yaphelela pha babamba kuyeka ubamba kuyeka akuna self control lo muntu uyiphethe akanayo self control so ibandla likaNkuluNkulu masifundeni kuba ne self control kongathi inkosi Musa ingasibusisa.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen muruti wanga man.
Thank you Bishop wami, ngiyabonga man.
God bless you. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Awuzeke.
Thank you Bishop.
Awuzeke. Awuzeke. Tatana makamu there. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. Let me bring this to you, Sipo. And when you look into this, it speaks of self-control as a cardinal virtue. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5, 6 and 7. It says, but also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. In other words, if self-control is not there, we won't be able to have perseverance and godliness. We will have a problem. We should be careful about these things. We're taking your calls. Let's say what you say. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. WhatsApp voice note. 082-657-2729. Hey, Frank.
Bingelele bafundisi bama bakhulu. Okholo kuzithoba lithanda ukungena odabeni niphethe lapho linzima kakhulu futhi lijulile udaba lwe self control kodwa ke into engithanda ukuyigcizelela kakhulu ukuthi ngempela ngaphandle kwe self control angeke uze wenze lutho oluhle noma ubaba kunokuthi uhlonishwe ekhaya uphenduke ibhubezi
hey madodana
kunokuthi ingane zakho nonkosikazi bakuhloniphe bayakwesaba kodwa ke phezu kwako konke into engithanda ukuyisho kubafowethu nje nasemntwini wonke okholwayo iself control uyazifundisa into oyisebenzela imihla namalanga ngani ngoba isitha phelo sathana sona sihleze silwela ukuthi umuntu aphume endleleni abe sidlwangudlwangu ukuze angahlonipheki nasemphakathini.
Nayonke.
I-self control sengiphetha. Linikeza umuntu igama elihle kumbe lakhele umuntu isimilo negama elihle emphakathini. Ngiyabonga bafundisi bami nichubeke njalo.
Siyabonga bhuti wami, siyabonga. Uyaphetha ke uFrank uphetha ukuthi phela ubani lokhu.
Ongkhohle ukuziveza nikhuluma naye umfundisi uMadi esiyabuzo.
Muruti. Thank you so much.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, a beautiful song there. Hezekiah Walker. I had to play that one. It's an old song, man. God of a second chance. Yeah. All right. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say about this. Hello there. Hi. Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Siyaphila baba Ray. Ngixolela man. Ethi azangibona ngathi ncane. Ngicela ukunibikelela nonke nje bafundise egameni kaJesu.
Amen.
Ya, nami ngiyangena ngize ngikhuluma ngathi i-topic is self-control.
Nazoke.
Yes, yazi baba Ray mina bengithini ne. I-self-control siyinqoba ngani? Mina ngikhuluma ngokwinqoba. UJesu ukhuluma amanye amagama la. Uthi uma ubheka umuntu esimame, angithi wamkhanuka lo mama lo, you lust after that woman, you've committed a sin. So inkinga ukuthi if ngingasithandazeli lesono leso esingiyesenzi ngoba kusuwonke umuntu osibonile, sibone yimi noNkulunkulu, uyabona? So fathi namhlanje ngisithandazele ngoba ngangasithandazeli uSathane uzositshontsha and is going to use it against me ukuthi ngisingene kuflesh. So inqoba isono selokuse self control. We need to pray every day for forgiveness of our sins ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sinqobe. Ngiyazibonga nabafundisi bakumina
esayini. Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Self control, what it is even all about. Let's hear from you what it is even all about. And yes, a cardinal virtue. Without it, we cannot persevere. We cannot even be godly without it. And then when we are not godly, we can't be kind. And when we are not kind, we can't love the way the Father does. We can't. Sipo.
That's very true indeed on this. Oh, what a quality that we need as believers. And it is true. With that quality will make us to be effective and productive in our faith. In other words, if we let this quality as 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, add resolute, finally, even in knowledge, on that knowledge, we have to add self-control. Remember, if we know what are the results of not having the self-control, we avoid not having the self-control individual. Always be spiritually alert, always to discern and to read between the lines. I thought of Joseph. He knew when he indulged to the sinful nature of Potiphar's wife, definitely it will result into the danger of being put into prison. So the knowledge that he had, we have to put this virtue, this quality, so that our faith will be productive and effective and to impact the whole entire world with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Sure, absolutely there. And this is amazing also, you know, the aspect of self-control. Let me go back a little bit on the issue of self-control. You know, self-control needs us to have the knowledge of the Father, you know, full of faith and virtue. We must have the knowledge of the Father, faith and virtue. This enables us to have self-control. Without this, we can't have self-control the way we think we can. Jabu.
Yes, indeed. My friend, you know, without knowledge of the Father, there is no way that you can be self-controlled. So that knowledge of the Father is His Word, and His Word is His Son. So it means the first step for us to be self-controlled is to make sure that Christ is alive in us. We have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We believe that God raised Him from the dead. Therefore, we are born again. We are saved. Then the Spirit of the Lord that Christ will fill us with will bear the fruit of self-control. Therefore, we can be able to really live in a manner that is disciplined, that is pleasing to God, and that also is good for our own life. You know. So indeed, it depends on the knowledge of the Father. So that is why this is not just an issue for people who are not born again. It's an issue even for us as believers. That is why the knowledge now is very important. So you cannot also be a child of God who is stagnant, staying in the same place. Like, you know, as we are saying, it's the beginning of the year. Like, you're still repeating the same thing that you've been doing last year that failed, but you're expecting the different results. How possible is that, you know? So we need to also be the people who are eager to search for the knowledge of the Scripture. To search for, you know, like the deep-seated things in the heart of God from His Word. Let us be people who are prayerful, people who are also even worshiping and praising God at all times, even with our lifestyles. I'm not just saying because of my brother was saying that people have been fasting, that hype of fastings and prayers, because it's the beginning of the year. You know, after that, back to square one, you know, we just live our lives as we've been living them. So far, I'm talking about allowing the Spirit of God to govern us throughout, not because it's January, not because it's the beginning of the year, but throughout. That, you know, then we will be able to be self-controlled because we are full of the knowledge of the Scripture. We are full of the revelations of God. We are full of the Word. When we speak out of the Word. When we think out of the Word. When we act out of the Word. That's how we can be able to really bear this fruit of self-control and see it also helping us to please God and our lives also to be glorifying to God.
Absolutely. Our lives must also be glorifying to the Father. The last song I'm playing before we close. Trinity 5-7 featuring PJ Morton. A song I played almost 10 years ago, man. Over and over again, he keeps on blessing me. The Father. Oh, yeah.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Hear the Word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Even though I don't deserve it, you bless me over and over again. How beautiful that is. Now, that very aspect, let me bring this also to you, Sipo. You know, that very aspect that I read there in the book of Proverbs 25:28, and as we emphasize, self-control also means that one must be able to rule over his own spirit, your ego, your tastes, your emotions, your connatives, your decisions. You must be able to do that, you know? And that is what self-control is all about. Sipo! I want to manage Sipo. Jabu, who call now?
Yes, I'm still here.
Go for it.
Yes,
Sipo, go for it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've been having a speaker and Kuluma Swalegim.
Oh, both a speaker, Sipo, man.
Yes.
Hey, my daughter.
Remember, the word itself, self-control, in other words, you are the one that to be in control.
Mm.
In other words, in the midst of troubles and situations whereby you are not allowed to be controlled by situation. In other words, you must be above the situation. Ukuthi mfundisi abantu bakucasulile siyezwelana nawe, but lowo angakwenzi ukuthi nawe you lose yourself in that context. In other words, you lose yourself in the midst of tribulation. So in other words, you are in charge of the situation. Ufana not yourself as mshilo ele on ukuthi situation they were acting, but because you was in control, because the word self control, it means powers are in you. In other words, awukho isikhathi la ozothi ukuthi naye icuke wangicasula.
Hey, madod.
Ukuthi nawe you are able to read between the lines and knowing exactly the mission of the devil. Why is Christ was?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Ukuthi he understands umathi, I have to go to the cross. When Peter, you won't go there, I'm by your side. He understands the mission and was able to rebuke Peter in the context of the will of God. So in other words, not in situation, let us deals with situation in the context of God's word. In other words, kungabikona ukuthi and so yeng fethu wangicasula nami ngokuvukubhungana ngihadele mafukula ka uthubika. No, I am in control. In other words, in short, we have been given power over situation.
Remember, we are of the Spirit. We have to walk after the Spirit. The Spirit will always give us. Remember, the duty of the Spirit is to equip us. The Spirit Himself will equip us with the word in that time.
Yeah,
in other words, let's walk tall and know exactly what we have been equipped by heaven through the Holy Spirit of God, that He is the deposit of guarantee of what we need one day.
Hey, Sipo, he has multi walk tall. When I was growing up, I used to have that as a nickname. Hey, walk tall.
But that boldness, quick.
Hey, long man.
Walk tall for this.
Hey, long man. Because I was almost 2 meters tall, man.
By God.
And then they would hey, Maria Zavant.
But I'm sorry to either. There's a lot of body.
Eh? Hi, no. Yes, young Kumu. Man, to walk tall. Eh? Konje little bit weaker, madam. Eh, Tolly. Eh, Tolly. Eh, Tolly. Eh, man.
I should go hammering at me for this.
Yeah. Jabu, let me bring this to you. The very aspect of self-control. We also read that if we don't rule over our own spirit, we are like a city broken down and without walls. Anyone who does not practice this godly self-control, they're actually rendering themselves as the easy target. Yaga Satan nama demonake. Jabu, finally.
You know, my friend, that is a very sad state of being, when we are like a city without walls, because walls symbolizes protection. They symbolizes safety, security. So it means that now, so if we are without self-control, it's like, as you are saying, the enemy's got easy access to us. So the devil can do anything with us. Demons can do sickness and disease. You know, like the kingdom of darkness has got access to you because you do not have self-control. So that is why it's very important. And what I love is that it's the fruit of the Spirit. So it's not that you must join a church, you must fast 21 days, or you must give or what. Allow the Spirit of God to control you. And as the Spirit controls you, He bears that fruit, His fruit, which is self-control. You find yourself no longer giving into the temptations that you used to give into. You find yourself no longer having those tastes, like sinful tastes that you used to have because of this fruit that is developing within you. I know there is a scripture just to close, my friend, in Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it means it's not our own power, our own ability, but it's the strength of Christ within us that strengthens us to do all things. So let us allow, you know, like Christ within us to really help us to live a self-controlled life by His Spirit that bears this fruit within us.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to thank the both of you. Thank you so much, Sipho Paulus Khatebe Mfowethu. Thank you for the testimony that you bear, the character that you stand in, the calling that you observe, and the control that the Father does in your life and your family. Thank you, sir.
To God be the glory from this. I thank God for the opportunity that I always learn when I'm among you. And definitely, I am a disciple of Jesus. I'm keen to learn each and every program that you have. God bless you all.
And Jabulani, my friend, thank you so much for being who you are all the time, all the years. Sibuyakude. Sakha masonto nama building. Sibuyakude no Jabulani. Sibuyakude mfo. Sibuyakude. Kude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uthando azangilashintsha. Namanje sisatshelana ukuthi ngiyakuthanda.
Hey, bamangala abantu baze babuze ukuthi straight or kanjani. Awayikhondi.
Yeah, no, fanele sibashayele ingoma leyana. Konje ubani lo sisengimthandayo leyana. Ebengithanda ukuyenza ingoma zakhe beka ku Lord Comforters. Konje uvelisa SK. Baba bathilele. Uyakhumula ngakungayo umrecord? Thank you so much, Jablan. I appreciate you. Love you, my friend.
I appreciate my friend, you know, my pastor, my brother. I really appreciate, you know, like God is doing so much, and also may he bless you also, Mama Ikaya.
Mm.
And my sister's there, and I've seen you on social media having a great time. I'm so
grateful. Oh, yeah, hey, Uneo Begabamba 15. My last born is 15 years old. And then I went, hey, Muna, hey, Muna, hey.
My birthday wishes to her.
And then ngahamba ngaya kumngani wami laphayana, angitushonile, ukidi, my brother. Mangiya laphayana ngifika, umfana wakhe lo ngamgcina na 8 years, Muna. Solo kahamba, makabuya, Muna, una 40. And uthi kimi eh time angithi hey mutata hey sebangibiza time nginincane kangaka. Hey, thank you to both of you. Unkulunkulu anibuse ngamandla. Yes, amen. And next week we are talking about wine. Next week we are talking about warnings on wine.
Hey,
iwayini. Ngikhuluma ngamabhiya next thing. Ngikhuluma ngewayini.
Yeah. Inyembezi tika queen.
Asibonge. Yeah. All right, thank you so much to both of you and shalom.
Thanks, my friend.
Awuzeke. Thank you so much for listening, and to the king above all, the master, the savior, the sovereign of all times, he who is the creator, Yehuwah Elohim. May all the glory be upon him at all times. Thank you for listening. It's been great. Shalom.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety. Speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.